you want to truly succeed in life, I definitely understand. I've been there. My name's Nicholas Upchurch. I created this media network called Believe. My company is Love. And I want to give you right now in this episode the top three self-confidence boosters that can help you succeed now. And these are a bit unconventional. As you know, in our show, or on our show at www.believe.love is our website, believeitunes.com. You can subscribe to our podcast version, believeandroid.com for Android users. And of course, if you're watching on YouTube, welcome. I'm honored that you're with me. youtube.com/believeloveyou. But we're standing here right now. This is a bit of an unconventional episode because we're on my balcony here in Miami Beach, Florida. And you can see it's a little bit cloudy. It's a beautiful view, but it's a little bit cloudy. It's pretty good for the time of year that we're shooting this video that it's so warm. Where I come from, it's like 14 degrees right now Fahrenheit, which is really, really cold, right? So I'm happy, I'm thankful that it's actually snowing, and it looks like it's 80 degrees out right now, so that's amazing. But I'm here to help you. I'm making this video on vacation actually to help you. I've actually moved here now to Miami Beach. I lived here previously, but I'm making this specifically to help you, this video and this audio. I'm so excited and honored that I can help you succeed. And I'm going to give you three ways that if you're having trouble looking for what to do or how to address those tough things in your life so you can truly succeed and getting the confidence to do that, feeling like, you know what, I need some motivation. I need somebody to really touch me. And I want you to know that this self-confidence that you're going to get, these things that are going to boost your self-confidence, the people that are going to help you, everybody's just human, including me. The answers are going to come from within yourself. And a lot of us, we think we all have the answers at different times. And you know what? All of us are learning so much more all the time, myself included. And some of the things, it's not necessary that everything resonates with you and hits your heart and your soul. But if it does, just a little bit, if whatever I say here just opens your eyes or your ears, just a little bit, I think that maybe you can do things you've never thought possible. Because I'm going to go to the core. I'm not just going to talk about things that you may hear everywhere else, which might be really great tips, but things that you're not going to actually do. I could go and watch so many videos, and there's only so many things I'm actually going to do. And I'm so thankful for my purpose to be to help you, to be to develop some consistency so you can believe in me. But I'm just a human. I'm just a human being. I'm not perfect. So I want to relate to you as well. I've had to look for these things. You know, I've had absolutely nothing. I built up a business years ago. Everything crashed. I made some bad bets, because a lot of times business is about making the right bets and different things. And I was actually very young. And so I got to a point where I had no car, no apartment. And I previously was living on the ocean in Miami Beach in a different building. Actually, in this building, the ocean wraps around the backside as well. So this building is right on the ocean. But I've also lived like with nothing. I don't really need much, to be honest with you. I'm thankful, though, because it's a great view. It's a great view. And during the day when it's sunny, it's light blue and tropical here, and it's actually amazing. But that's, again, I lived last year in a place by choice. I like to make this sound a bit more dramatic. With no windows in Puerto Rico, right? And I was actually in a cool part of Puerto Rico, Old San Juan, so it's not so bad. And it actually had air conditioning and floors that were nice, but it was very small. But I just like that no windows part. It's amusing to me because now I have a lot of windows, and I decided to move back to Miami, and I was able to get this place. And actually, a couple years ago, I lived right on the Strip in Las Vegas in a beautiful building. But before that, while I was rebuilding things some years ago, I mean, I had nothing on purpose. What I mean is that I could have done different things, but you know as well as I do, there's only certain things we're actually going to do. So these self-confidence boosters are actually about you. They're actually about you. Because I can give you tips that apply to me, or somebody can tell you things to do that work for them. But I'm going to talk to you at first on a broader scale so that you can find in yourself what you want to do to feel confident, to either make more money, be a happier person. If you're listening to this and you have a lot of money, you may know that that's not going to do everything for you. You know, money is sort of, we have to have it in today's world, but it's definitely not everything. It's tough to do things without it, like pay rent, right? Or buy a house or different things like that. We need it, but it's definitely not everything. So no matter what you're trying to do, we need confidence to take those final steps or to continue on our path and really to find our true purpose. So that to me is true success, finding your true purpose. So let's get into it. The first of the top three self-confidence boosters that can help you succeed right now is that you're not alone. You are not alone, ever. You're never alone. And I have felt alone and crazy. I have felt cloudy. You know, it's a little cloudy. Maybe you're having a time in your life right now, or you send this video to somebody who's feeling a little bit down. And I have felt, honestly, terrible. I mean, where I was so skeptical of everything, I couldn't trust anything. You start to doubt yourself. You doubt why you're even on this planet, why people are the way they are, why somebody had to die, why you're not taking action. You're doubting yourself and you feel alone, and actually you make yourself alone. Everybody around you, you push them away, you make things impossible for people maybe, or yourself, or you become oblivious. And you know what? Somebody's maybe waking you up, sending you this video and saying, hey, you know, take a look at this. Let's look inside of ourselves. All of us have to do that. It's not about having all the answers or being perfect in one specific way. There are many paths to finding out your true purpose and feeling that you are able to have the confidence to move forward and succeed. So you can do it and you're never alone. And I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to sound a little bit interesting, but there are beings and there is a higher intelligence that exists that wants you to succeed. And I've had firsthand experience with one or more of these things. You can call it energy, God, different beings. It's actually all connected. Probably everything is God, including the bad things. There's good actually in everything, which is another topic we'll talk about. But you're never alone, and there are beings around you and things that want you to succeed. Time is an illusion. Einstein proved that it's relative. It can be bent. I've mentioned this before. You have now, we're going to talk about in a video, a Stanford geneticist, one of the top geneticists in the world, has verified, it should be the top story in the world. There's a 6-inch 7-year-old that doesn't look human, that was verified as a real being, 6 inches, 7 years old. We're going to talk about that in a future episode, or in another episode, if it hasn't been published on our YouTube site and iTunes, believeiTunes.com, youtube.com/believeloves you. You can subscribe there. That helps us. It's free. But we're going to talk about all these amazing things. But you are not alone, and there is more to the universe. And we're hearing this from more directions, really intelligent people. You know, Elon Musk and different people wondering if we're living in a simulation. We have, there's just the movie Arrival, very positive movie. I really recommend that movie Arrival. And there are questions about what is true, what isn't. Well, a lot of things aren't true, a lot of things are. But I can tell you this right now, there are ways to raise our vibration so that possibly things that we can't see can get in touch with us through energy and through connections. And there is scientific data to validate this. They have different studies where people are looking at people through cameras and somebody's in a room and doesn't know. And based on their thoughts, they're affecting that person sitting in the other room. Remote viewing has been done by the CIA and it's declassified. It's where they would go with remote viewers and view things in the Soviet Union. You are not your physical body. Time is not just, you don't just live and then you have a bunch of crap happen to you and then you die. It's just scientifically been proven that that's not the case. And I don't know everything, but I know that's true. And I didn't always know that. And why is this important? Because it gives us hope. And hope can bring us self-confidence. Hope. You are not alone. There are things that want you to succeed. There are beings or a multiple of a variety of options that want you to succeed and actually are always there probably for you that you can eventually get in touch with, perhaps, and everybody can do it. And I heard a question from a family member that I really appreciated because they're not doing everything for me either, but they're like, well, why don't they help us? Where are they? Well, they're all over. And actually, if you do everything for somebody, are you actually helping them? You know, let's just say we came here to experience this tough life or these problems. Let's just say that's an opportunity. If we come from a place that's all good, and we're going to talk about this more, but in other episodes, but if you came here for these challenges in this life, is a being helping you if they just solve all your problems? Where's the growth going to happen? And great people have talked about that. Eckhart Tolle, a lot of people have talked about, hey, you know, a great movie, usually always has people, something bad happens, and that's where the growth comes from. And so if you've had tough things happen or you've felt guilty like I have or I've had tough things happen, we all have, and you feel alone, you're not alone. One person isn't going to solve everything necessarily for you, but you can find harmony in yourself. And I'm going to use the phrase raise your vibration, which I have to do and am doing more and more. And it doesn't have to be, I've said this many times already, and I'm going to keep doing it because it means so much to me. It doesn't have to be just a magical straight slope to perfection. You may have different moods, different things that throw you off. I mean, little things, especially if you were thrown off before by little things and it made you crazy. But just because something happens to take us off balance, it's actually a gift. It doesn't feel like a gift. But for me, I had times, and I've mentioned this in additional episodes, in other episodes, where I felt great for a month, and then all of a sudden, I got thrown off. And I was like, oh man, back to the same old stuff. I'm a jerk, you know, I can't do this. I don't like people. The world is mean. People lie, da 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 da. So, and then what does that do to your self-confidence? That takes it down. It takes it down. So the first thing is that you're not alone. I can tell you that right now. There's a lot more going on in the universe. We don't have to worship anybody, right? But we can be thankful for when people do help us and then help more people ourselves. I need help just like you do. And there are a lot of people you can help as well. and that makes us feel better. You know, that's the only reason I feel I'm living now. You know, instead of just going to Silicon Valley and trying to start up a company and, you know, I could do that. I'm smart enough to do that. I can pay attention to details. I could do a lot of things, and so could you. And I would rather help you right now. And, you know, I've done different things. I like certain freedoms. I've traveled a lot, 33 countries. But I would rather help you. There's nothing more important than me standing here at home helping you and doing this show and building this company. And I need to ask you for your help. I want to trust people more. I want to trust people more. People can change. We can trust each other more. We can be honest more and not just point the finger at people when we... We cannot just point the finger at people when they do something and they're exposed and we've all done things similarly, right? So it's actually very moving to me. You know, it's actually extremely moving to me that you have the potential. You have so much potential. You don't even realize how much potential you have. And you have to understand, even people like me, people that want to do good things, maybe like you, you know, it's okay to tell people, hey, I'm not perfect all the time. I like to help people sometimes, but, you know, it takes a while for me to trust somebody, for example. And I'm getting better because I'm feeling the light within yourself. But that light within yourself will make it so those things won't throw you off balance. But it doesn't mean you have to hate those things and keep them away. It doesn't mean you have to put yourself in harm's way. But the more we raise our vibration, the more you can address those things. The more you can. I mean, I started going to yoga again. Kundalini yoga, years ago I found it. Kundalini yoga. Some people haven't heard of that. You know, it started to change my life. Chakras, I didn't even know what a chakra was. I was like 27 years old. I stumbled into a Kundalini yoga class. Sadhu is in Miami. Sadhu, who's a guy in Miami, is really great. And before him, I found a different teacher. And his name was Mark from New York. And it changed my life. But then I stopped. You know, I could have done Kundalini yoga every day, and it really would have changed my life. And I didn't do it. I didn't do it. There's no reason why I didn't do it. I knew that I could have done it every day. It would have fixed everything in my life, and I didn't do it. And I just started doing yoga again now on the beach, at Third Street in Miami Beach. And it's a gift because it's because I'm trying to help you. And so I'm getting acclimated to people more. I was staying away from people a little bit, but I still had these good intentions inside. And then, you know, more and more I can open up more, but it's all from the things I'm telling you. You know, the Sensor 5 pendant from Dr. Patrick Flanagan is one thing, and it's not the only thing. You can use sacred geometry and energy, and it can raise your vibration along with yoga. I mean, things that are there can change your life. There's so many things, and we're going to talk about them in the show, but you are not alone. And the second thing is that these challenges and these reasons why you don't have confidence could be your greatest gifts. It could be the reason why you're here, and without them, you may never have found this video. You may never find out the bigger picture to your life. You may never find out that there is hope, that we're going to go over in a future episode, there's scientific evidence that you have a soul and that you are not just your physical body. Mainstream scientific evidence that you have a soul and you are not just a physical body. Multiple studies, multiple events, multiple doctors from Yale, Dr. Brian Weiss, multiple things going on. And there's hope. And I didn't always know that. I knew there was a lot we didn't know. But these things that are blocking you, why does this have to do with self-confidence? Because if you just, there's so many ways to do it that are very helpful. You can actually meditate with a good thought and just sit there and say that thought in your head with your eyes closed over and over for 10 minutes and it will work. But what happened to me is I did that for a few days and then I stopped. And, you know, for some reason, I just, it's almost like I didn't want to feel good. And there are these, there can be winding gifts throughout your life that are there that we wonder, why am I just not doing what I need to do to feel great all the time, to accomplish what I want to? If we have a lot of money, to love our families more, to forgive people, to be nicer to people, to feel more comfortable with people. That's what I want to do. Part of doing this show, I procrastinated for a long time. Not procrastinated, but sometimes we take a little longer than we should, right? we kind of like, you know, because it's a big step for us. It's a big step for us, even if we have been successful at other things. So this winding of deep-seated fabric of things that affect us deeply can be your greatest gifts. And if you look at the world and what other people do, five people were shot in Fort Lauderdale. If I were to look at that specifically and somebody said that was a gift, or that my brother dying when he didn't have to die was a gift, or, you know, things that are terrible as a gift. You know, when that first happens, the people that it happened to, the families probably may say, like, you know, give you the middle finger, right? Just to be honest, it sounds like, and, you know, I can't say that I'm any different, but even though I know this is true, although I'm changing slightly, and if we start to expand our perspective with other things that we're talking about here, that, you know, let's say we knew that this life is just a stepping stone, one of many, and that was mainstream and accepted and taught in schools. Well, death could be celebrated, right? And they've done that. They've done that over time. We're not the only civilization that's ever lived on planet Earth. And even now, ceremonies to celebrate the death of people. In fact, if you look at Tibet and the rainbow body, and they have the Book of the Dead, I believe it's called. It's actually ascension. Death is ascension, which may tie into Jesus. In fact, some scholars say that Jesus may have learned from ancient Tibet about ascension. And if you look at the work of William Henry, who analyzes artwork with Jesus, you'll see rainbows with Jesus on them in Eastern Europe in art. And a lot more than just rainbows. There's a lot of work he's done. William Henry is a great, great researcher and scholar. He's really a scholar. And so there's a lot going on. And when you expand your perspective, you get hope. That's what it can do for you. And hope, these things start to sink in gradually. That gives us confidence. Like, my life doesn't... Things aren't necessarily just what they seem. It's not a battle. I mean, people are not, if somebody does something for me, and it might take a long time, years, even me telling you this. So I had my reactions. You know, when you go outside, you feel a certain way. Some days you're tired. Things are changing for me, but there's little residue there, right? there's like, you know, you still, you go, if I went to a conference right now and I spoke and people came up to me, I mean, if I was feeling really good, which I can, if I meditate, if I do Qigong and different meditations, I'm completely clear and balanced and open, then I will be, you know, but there are times, because I have moods and I'm human, that things are, there's a lot going on. I feel a lot of energies, right? So, but it's still better than it might have been previously, right? So the same can happen for you. And the third thing I want to tell you in this episode, and again, I don't need anything from you. If you share this video and you go to believeiTunes.com and subscribe, or believeandroid.com, write a review, subscribe at youtube.com/believeloveyou. And you don't have to subscribe. I know a lot of people are wondering who to listen to. it's not that I know everything. It's just that we're trying to change the world, and you can be a part of it, because this is not just going to be me in this, on this channel and in this network. There's going to be other people involved. You're involved. If you want positivity, if you want to make changes in the categories of true success, world news, money and business, our universe, health and wellness, and you want to merge the reality and also these sort of bigger picture topics and start to connect the dots and start to bring things together in harmony, then that's what we're going to do in this network. And I am the leader that can do that. And I'm just a leader because I'm in a body. You're actually the leader, because without you doing that, subscribing and spreading these links, nothing's going to happen. And you can do it yourself. Start your own videos and put your own messages out, because the truth is inside of you. And so the third thing I want to tell you is, along the lines of what we were talking about last, the third self-confidence booster that can help you have success right now is go for small victories. Go for small victories. So for me, it might be like, okay, like I woke up, I take a while to wake up. I'm doing this video now. I'm gonna go maybe to yoga or to the gym. And if I see somebody, like a guy, because usually I've liked like beautiful girls, right? And you know, but if I meet it, if there's a guy there, I mean, honestly, I can, my energy is so strong, I can make somebody feel love. I mean, I might just randomly push that love out, even to guys, right? Guys can do it to guys. It's kind of, I don't know, is it manly? I think it is manly. Hopefully girls reward us with paying attention to guys that want to do this, right? As the most important thing. A lot of times we think it's money. But I think, you know, people that want to create change and harmony and address the reality, not just demonize people that they think are wrong, like Donald Trump or something. Actually, there's good in all of us, including Obama and everybody. There's good in everybody. And there's harmony that we can find by addressing the reality of the bigger picture. And it continues to expand. It will expand for you and it will expand for me. But when you go for little victories, number three, and that could mean doing something you wouldn't normally do more often, you know, things clicking in your head gradually, watching more videos about topics like this, whatever you have to do, confidence comes from, like me, like some of the videos we're doing, it's not perfect. Our shows, definitely. I've said that on other shows, but you know, I see some traction. I see enough to know that this can work. Actually, business-wise and everything else, I can actually, I'm putting the pieces together to get some confidence, and that motivates me to do this. It motivates me to want to hire more people. It motivates me to think, you know, people could actually benefit from what I'm saying. And small victories, whatever you're doing in business, with love, with yourself, little by little, and when something goes wrong, it's okay. Love that. Love that you reacted that way, you know? Because it's not necessarily wrong. And when you love that, that low can be harmonized as just a dip, right? But if you hate it, if you hate that you felt that way, if you hate that person, Let's say I release a video. Oh, that one, I don't like that one. This guy's crazy. He does, okay, well, and I'm not going to listen to him anymore. And I've done that too, because maybe I was scared of succeeding. Or maybe something was preventing me from really receiving the message from that person. I mean, I was so skeptical with life that, you know, there's so many things that can make us think and do what we do. But if we love that part of ourselves or whatever's preventing us from having self-confidence and taking action, then the idea is that it doesn't have to become such a crazy vortex, such a absolutely crazy thing, and we can harmonize more. And that's what can happen with our world, with forgiveness. And if we think of things as very polarized, what's going to help to bring it together is love, but it's not, love is understanding. It's not saying you're wrong until you do what I say. The same cycle will occur So even what I'm saying now, this is just a suggestion. If it helps you and you're going to find your own truth, and that truth is okay, even if it's slightly different from what I'm saying, because it will be. It will be. It will be, and that's okay. It can start to harmonize, and your confidence can start to harmonize. And those lows don't have to become so low. And you may have to watch this a couple times and take notes and come up with your own notes. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. You know, become involved and motivate me to do more. And if you'd like, help more people yourself. And I look forward to all the changes you can make. I exist to help you. I thank you for listening and watching to Believe. Our website is believe.love. And it's a great honor to help you. And have a great day or night wherever you are.